Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 results conference call of Samvardhana Motherson International Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Chaand Sehgal. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sehgal.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The board approved the first quarter results. I'm very happy to explain to you that this is the highest ever sales in a quarter, including when in our earlier avatar of Motherson Sumi Systems. Very pleased to tell you that the demand is very strong and robust. We are on our toes to keep up with the changing demands of the customer because of certain challenges on components and things like that. These challenges are basically multiple movement of currency and things like that, and also logistics, and there are some ports which are going on strike. People are a bit agitated because of the high inflation, et cetera, in those countries. The good news is that the customers are very willing to support the cost pressure. Only they are requesting for valid proofs, and that takes time. There's multiple moving parts and challenges. Future looks better and better as the world grapples to solve the challenges and demands for the higher value cars, augurs even better for us. Thank you, and over to you for your questions. I have Pankaj Mital here. I have Kunal Malani here. I have Rajat Jain and Lakshman Sehgal to answer your questions for you today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. An operator will take your name and announce your turn in the question queue. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Siddhartha Bera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on this reporting structure. You have this time separately reported in a format where there is some clarification required. For example, in the consolidated reporting numbers, if you look at the revenues as per SEBI and as per PPT, while the revenues are similar, there is a difference at the EBITDA level. If you can just help us clarify that, why is that different both for the consolidated as well as standalone numbers?
Thank you. Kunal, can you take that, please?
Yeah. I'm presuming you're referring to slide 24.
Yes.
Right. The revenues there, if you were to look at the SEBI reporting, you will find that in the segment accounts. The segments will look exactly the same as what you have in 24. If you can highlight where the gap is, then.
Okay. Basically, when we just as per the SEBI reporting format, the EBITDA comes to at about 1,077 crores. As per this slide, it is 1,151 crores. First trying to understand why is this a gap?
No. As per SEBI format, if you look at there is interest. One, I mean, I don't know how you're treating the other income portion. But if you look at the segments, again, you will see two line items which says interest income and other income.
Correct.
Those are the two lines that we are excluding from the computation of EBITDA to reach to 1,151. You may have taken the whole other income out of it, because there are some portions of the income which is still more operating in nature, but classified under other income. Hence, that portion is still getting included in EBITDA. Specifically the interest income and what is really other income is what is getting excluded, which is in the segment accounts.
Okay. Got it. Basically that is not coming in the revenues while that is coming more at the EBITDA level.
That's right.
Okay. Second, sir, will it possible to indicate the revenues like you have been doing for the past results also for the SMP, SMR and PKC?
Look, we have highlighted this all the way back in January that we will be moving into this new format. You will get a little bit of flavor of what you're asking for in the SMRP BV results, which should be up pretty soon. In the last appendix of the presentation, you would also see the historicals for each of the divisions. We wanted to move to this new format. In case there are any specific aspects that you want to discuss on the new format, we can do so. Now the CODM as per the accounting side has already changed into this new format.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Okay, sir. Thanks. I'll come back in the queue.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Joseph George from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I just have one question. When SMRP reports its numbers, will the segmental be split into SMP and SMR, or will it be vision systems and modules and polymers in line with your consolidated reporting?
Kunal, back to you.
Yeah, it will be vision systems and module and polymer. Though, as you would expect, the erstwhile SMP would largely be aligned to module polymer and the erstwhile SMR would largely be aligned to vision vertical, though there'll be some minor differences, but largely I would say it's aligned with those.
Understood. Thank you. That's all I had.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saurabh from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Good evening. Sir, just like you helped us understand the SMP and SMR breakup, would it be possible for you to help us reconcile the revenues from various entities into division-wise? Basically, I just want to understand how have you compiled the data division-wise, which was erstwhile being reported as per the entity-wise. Just help us understand how is the revenue flowing now so that we can kind of align our estimates according to the division-wise going forward.
Yeah. Simply put, what was erstwhile SMR is now part of vision systems. What was erstwhile SMP is part of module and polymer, and what is erstwhile PKC is part of wiring harness. That's the simplest way to look at it. Obviously, now you're getting a full picture view of what is wiring harness even beyond PKC, which in our earlier disclosure used to end up being in others. Hence, our acquisition that we had done of MWSI is also part of wiring harness. MSWIL is part of wiring harness. Our wires business is part of wiring harness and so on and so forth. This provides a much more comprehensive view of the entire division and all its subcomponents that add up to it, which was not there earlier when it was just a legal structure disclosures that were going on. Similarly, on the module and polymer, besides SMP, our other international businesses, you know, whether in South Africa, Hungary, or our India businesses are also part of this. Same applies for the vision side, where our India businesses are also now part of it. The others, hence, you would imagine, is now a smaller number to what was being disclosed earlier, though if you add the SAMIL portion, the numbers again start looking larger. But that's the SAMIL inclusion that has happened, which then has the lighting business, your elastomer business, the metal side, aerospace technology, and so on.
Got it. But keeping aside the entity division-wise breakup, so when I was looking at the SAMIL standalone figures, so basically there has been some disconnect in the current presentation as compared to the presentation shared in the 4Q FY22. So could you please highlight if there is any disconnect on this end?
The presentation given in FY22 was under the old format of SMR, SMP, PKC. It was not under the new format. So sorry, I'm not sure which one are you referring to.
So basically, what I'm saying is, excluding the SMR, SP, PKC business, I'm talking about SAMIL standalone business. So basically, in the 4Q FY22 figure, SAMIL standalone figure was 1,611 rupees, while currently in the first quarter, we've reported it as 1,631. So the difference over here. Similarly for EBITDA margin as well. So basically in the fourth quarter you had reported 18.2% as EBITDA for 4Q FY22 while currently it's showing as 14%. So there are multiple disconnects. So if you could help us understand how have we you know transformed those figures into this figure, so that will help us get some clarity on the accounting part at least.
So the EBITDA one, I can quickly tell you, the 14.2 that you are referring to has a note where we have computed the margin keeping the exceptions out of the 14%. We've kept the margins keeping the exceptions. If you remember in quarter four, we had highlighted this 65 crores of rental income that for the 9-month period that we had received, given the demerger was affected in that last quarter. So that's how the 14 is. So the like-to-like comparison was between 14 and the current quarter. That's why we changed that 18 to 14 just to make sure that it is a like-to-like comparison. But the actual number will still remain 18% if you include the 65. So hope that clarifies.
And regards the revenue part? Hello?
Yeah, so if you see up till now in the earlier construct, you would be seeing something called revenue from contracts with customers, which did not include some of the operating income, which is the line item, if you would see, called other operating revenue. Now, just to avoid that confusion and to take the entire operating income into account, we've started disclosing the revenue from operations as the total revenue. That's the difference that you're seeing. Again, there is a note on this regarding the presentation as well.
Understood. Right. And sir, if I may continue asking questions, so I have a few couple of questions as well regarding the wiring harness business. So, you know, as addressed in the presentation, it says that we have developed some high voltage solution for electric vehicles. So if it is possible for you, can you please elaborate more on the product and when will we start commercial production for the same?
Pankaj, can you take this?
Yeah, these are the high voltage wiring harnesses required for electric vehicles, and these are now already in SOP for one of the customers. For some, they will be coming into SOP soon.
Okay. And sir, there was a, you know, some business question, as in just want to get some clarity on the business part. So, as we know that there has been increasing focus for weight reduction in an EV in order to accommodate higher mileage, right? So basically, with increasing features, premiumization, electrification, we all know that the wiring harness content is expected to rise exponentially, right? So in order to, you know, fit higher wiring harness content into an EV where there is a requirement for lower weight, so how as an industry are we trying to solve this problem? Are we coming up with, you know, improved technology, or is it possible that we might come with alternative solutions?
So in this, Pankaj, if you can answer that, but I would just like to add one thing, that these are new technologies which are available with us in the commercial vehicle side, in the passenger vehicle side. Sumitomo Saha is also a great teacher in this particular thing. So we have multiple options, but Pankaj, you could probably explain better.
And sure, sir. And also not just into the wiring harness, but what the car makers are looking at it is lightweighting the whole vehicle, because it's understood that when EVs come into play, there are more batteries which are coming into the vehicle, which adds to the weight, and also these much more thicker wires for charging connections. So while for adjusting more and more circuits into the vehicle, there have been more and more compacted cables and other electronic solutions which have emerged over a period of time, which we already support our customers with. But also our polymer division has done a lot of work to lightweight the products which we have been supplying. So it's on the overall vehicle side, if you look at it, that's how the car makers approach.
Right, and got it. I have a few other questions as well, but I'll fall back in queue. I'll come.
Thank you.
Sure.
The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just one question I had. In the standalone business, if you look at it, there's a sharp jump in raw material to sales. So is it, and I think sequentially also there is a significant jump. So is it purely because of pass-through arrangement, or this is a steady state number from mix perspective? If you can help us understand, it would be helpful.
So, Chirag, that's what I'm trying to say. There are so many moving parts that the customer needs to be satisfied, their auditors, their costing people and all that. They need to be satisfied. So the work for our companies is huge. And that's why what we did is, whatever factual numbers that are, we have given it to you. We have not made any provisions for the amounts that the customer have asked us to have agreed to. So till the money comes in, we will not accept that. So maybe in the coming quarter, or the 1, 2, 3 months up ahead, we are going to be in a better position to recover all the costs. But Pankaj, you can probably answer this question for all of us, maybe.
So Chirag, you are talking about higher material costs in consolidated level or standalone level?
Standalone. In standalone business, so I presume it could be either because of the mix, is it stabilizing, or lead lag because of the pass-through arrangement with the OEM, there would be some lead lag effect. I just wanted to understand what is the driver of this sequential sharp jump.
So maybe I'll give you a little bit of flavor, Chirag. Number one, when you're looking at it from a historical perspective, specifically quarter four of last year, you should adjust the income levels for the one-offs that were there, the 65 crores that we spoke about, the rental income that came. And hence that's artificially depressing the raw material cost on total revenue, if you were to look at it. The second, as you rightly said, there is a past arrangement on the wires business, which has a lag effect. And hence, as the copper prices, especially in the latter months, came down, that lag effect will take into account only next quarter.
Okay. Secondly, sir, a slightly broader question, especially from demand in Europe. Any thoughts given the way the inflationary pressure and the various media articles that indicate at the end consumer level there seems to be some pressure coming across because some of the other companies who are exporting to Europe are indicating some kind of destocking being undertaken at distributor dealer level. So any communication you are getting from your end customer about potential slowdown for a 1 or 2 quarter on volume side or their volume of pay?
So, Chirag, as far as our information and our reports go, there's a marked improvement from April to June. June numbers are really phenomenal all over. Customer doesn't give you a kind of a letter telling you what his demand is. He is actually working on the electronic, so the kind of push that we are getting from the customer for demand is huge. So I do not know how to answer that question for you, but our feeling is that the numbers are very robust, the demand is very strong, and I do not know what the other companies are talking about, that's their problem, but we are getting a very strong demand.
This is helpful. Kunal, you answered the question.
Kunal, if you want, you can add to that. Yeah. Sorry?
Yeah, I mean, just one bit, you may want to just assess this from the pipeline of production that we saw in the months of April to June, which highlights the strength of the demand. I'm presuming the OEMs won't be producing if the demand is not looking like. I understand the inflationary pressures, but as of now, with whatever insights and that we have from our OEMs, we are not seeing any decline on demand side.
This is helpful. Yeah. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thanks.
Thanks. And this is the highest ever we've done in a quarter.
Yeah.
Whatever people are saying is true, but are the numbers that are doing the talking?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dhaval Doshi from Pinpoint Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir,
hi.
Can
hi.
You just provide us some insights about what is the kind of pass-through which is still pending? As you said, you're working with the customers and you've got certain approvals, but till the time we don't get that, we are not likely to book. Can we get some sense in terms of what that quantum could be, how material that amount could be, and how do we see things going forward in terms of, given copper prices have corrected, so that once again will start reversing, right? So just wanted some sense about the overall quantum for this.
Yeah, I can understand that you would like to know some numbers over there. But that would be a forward-looking statement and we can't make that. So keeping ourselves under the guidance of what SEBI and all the big guys tell us to do. So that's why we are doing kind of mercantile accounting. If the money is in the bank, then we will take it into our books. But yes, we are discussing with all the customers, negotiating. They are, of course, offering certain numbers which we may not be happy with. There are certain numbers which we think they should give more. They should take cognizance of certain things in that area which are relevant to our need. So really very difficult to quantify it and give it to you. And also, I think by law, we are not allowed. Kunal, can you help me out on that?
Yeah, as you rightly said, sir, we can't give you a view on the exact numbers, and we are being fairly conservative about it is what I can tell you. As Mr. Sehgal was mentioning, we want to make sure all of this is in a well-documented written form, cash received, etc., before we have to book any of these. But given our discussions that have been occurring, we are at least positively inclined towards it, and hence we feel comfortable that we should see improvement going forward.
So, at least in terms of timing, can we expect this to happen in the current quarter?
Look, can't predict clearly.
Yeah, we are trying our best. Yeah, we are trying our best. But just have a little bit of thought for our teams. The marketing guys, the finance guys, they are delving with so many issues. And of course, for them, they would like to have the money into our banks as soon as possible so that they can book it. But please bear with us. We can't really make any statements on that.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arvind Sharma from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir, and thanks for taking my question. Just one question on the segmental revenue for the standalone business. There's a big wiring harness revenue. Could elaborate exactly what are the constituents of this revenue item? 861 crores.
Kunal, I couldn't hear it very well. Could you take that question, please?
Yep, sorry, just maybe I'll paraphrase and correct me if I heard it wrong. You're asking what is the wiring harness in standalone?
Right, sir. The wiring harness segmented revenue standalone. What are the constituents?
So when we demerged the domestic wiring harness business, it still retained the export business, which is there in SAMIL, as well as the wires business, which is there in SAMIL.
Alright. Is there any revenue, which is inter-party transaction between SAMIL and Motherson Wiring business?
That is right. There would be wires that would be moving between SAMIL and MSWIL, for which we had sought the shareholder approval as well, as you know.
So is it possible to share that quantum?
It's there as part of the AGM notice. You get clear of it, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hitesh from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Kunal, my question is on this, wanted to clarify again because of the reporting. In wiring harness, we have this export business out of India, the MSWIL 100% consolidation and PKT, right? And then you are netting it off the wiring harness MSWIL stake from the, removing that from the JVPs, right? So that is how accounting is done, right? Am I right?
That is right. So it will include also our businesses that we have in other parts of the world, which were all lying in others, as I mentioned earlier, which included our U.S. agricultural equipment business under MWSI, our Middle East business, and so on. So hence, those are getting reclassified from others to wiring harness as well.
Okay, and in modules business, we have SMP plus the India polymer business, right?
There are other international business, as I mentioned, in other parts like Czech, Hungary, etc., which was as 100% now. It was lying in others, which have again moved into module and polymers.
And SAMIL would be largely others, right? That's how we will look at it.
That's right.
So that's the breakup, right? Can you give us more clarity? How should we look at the others, the SAMIL piece of revenue, right? I mean, from a perspective of next 2-3 years, because this is like something which we don't have any clue. I mean, you'll keep on doing acquisitions and maybe growing this revenue, and this is becoming an important piece, right? So can you give some color of how should we look at this segment and how you're trying to scale it up?
Are you talking about others, is it?
Yeah. So that
includes SAMIL. Go ahead, sir. Sorry, I'm so speaking.
Go ahead, Kunal.
Okay. If you were looking at slide 22-23, we've given you a little bit of flavor of what others contain among the many divisions. We've given you a split of how this is across these divisions. Lighting is the largest division, constituting around more than 40% of the 1,600-odd crores that is there in others. It continues to have very strong order book. It's the largest LED player in India. It's also one of the few which has been able to cater to creating unique products both on the shock absorber as well as on the electronics and lighting piece for the EV segment in India. So the business continues to go from strength to strength, and that's how you're seeing both the growth on the top line and the bottom line in the other segment, where lighting has a fair amount of share to contribute. Similarly, on the precision and elastomer side, elastomer has an inherent advantage in India, and there's a fair amount of export potential that we are trying to tap into. We should see, again, a decent amount of expansion on that business going forward. And interestingly, even beyond automotive, we seem to be getting a good amount of traction on the non-automotive side as well. Aerospace, where we've announced completed the acquisition of Sim Tools on April 6th. When we had announced this transaction, the order book was 1,500 crores. Today, the order book is around about 2,500 crores. So that's a 70% increase on order book, and that is what we had anticipated. That was the purpose of this acquisition, where by bringing Motherson in together with the same promoters, we should be able to position the business much more differently in front of the customers, and that's what has got achieved. And directionally, that's how you're seeing the order book swell up. And then finally, on the technology piece, which was an internal piece and up till now, where we are trying to now expand those revenues to a non-group side. Year on year, you have seen a doubling of revenues occur. So these are some of the key highlights, at least for these divisions, and our view remains that we should be able to see significant amount of growth, given there is a large amount of untapped potential in many of these divisions. Also, from an acquisition perspective, just the knowledge of these would enable us to look at many opportunities in this space.
Okay, thank you. And finally, on CapEx, can you give us the consolidated CapEx for this year? And how should we look at debt number? I mean, this quarter it's gone up because of working capital, but will there be release of working capital in the second half? Can you shed some color on that?
Definitely. I think, our focus has always been to be debt-free. But, Kunal, whatever we can share, please go ahead.
So you would look at the current CapEx for the quarter, which is around about 350-odd crores, which is, sizably lower than what we have typically expended, and that's part of what we had done to make sure we are keeping our liquidities and keeping our business tight. The volumes were erratic and volatile, and hence we decided to conserve capital. Our guidance, as we had given last time around, was 2,500 plus minus 250. We want to keep the guidance where it is, given at least we see that the next few quarters could be strong from a production perspective as some of the supply chain issues ease up. So we're keeping the guidance where it is right now. Obviously, we'll calibrate it as you saw in this quarter as well, depending upon how the actual volumes flow out. On the working capital side, you've seen the debt expand on account of increased safety stocks, inventories, etc. that we have to keep. Much depends on how the supply chain plays out. Right now, the demand is there, and customers have been asking us to keep these safety stocks in place just to make sure we are able to supply the material in time to the customers. Obviously, as the supply chain situation recedes, we should see some amount of working capital decrease and hence decline in the related debt associated with it. But difficult to frankly predict when, where, how it will happen. But yeah, we are carrying additional working capital and hence additional working capital debt
on that count, which at some point for sure has to normalize. When is an unknown animal.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Kunal. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, I have a question regarding wiring harness business. So just a clarification, given that now we don't get PKC's separate performance. So the issues which PKC faced in last few quarters regarding meeting high expenses due to meeting customers' launch project, is that behind us? And the 7.9% EBITDA margins for the quarter is without such expenses? If you can clarify on that.
Sure, I'll let Pankaj take the credit for that. But I want to also inform you guys, as you have seen the annual report in the web, we have opened our manufacturing and quality control plant in Hamamatsu for Suzuki. We are directly now supplying to Suzuki in Japan. That has been covered in our annual report. But Pankaj, go ahead. And all credit to you, yeah, the PKC improvement. Go ahead.
Yeah, Janesh, all the ramp-ups which we were doing, they have been smoothened out and we continue. So as we had said that there were two customers whose ramp-up had come together. One of the customers' ramp-up has been completed and the other customer's ramp-up will continue as more and more models get added to it.
Okay, so this quarter there was hardly, and there will not be much impact in, because of that.
See, this is a consolidated number. So when we look at the consolidation, it has gotten a consolidation of all its the company's 100% businesses as well as all the joint ventures. And so if you look at it on an overall basis, two, three macro things is, of course, there have been inflation for which we have had mixed successes so far, like Mr. Sehgal mentioned, that we can't book till we finally achieve our goal. Which we believe should be the right thing to do as to how much. So that's mitigation through recoveries from customer have happened to some extent, but then this is a very important work in progress. There have been, like for what we export from India, you know, this quarter the currencies like yen and euro depreciated, and also China is still, the Q1 was heavily impacted because of COVID, as well as the commercial vehicle industry was weak. It was coming through recovery, but the Q1 became even further impacted. So few factors which are there, for more or less. Otherwise, teams have been working really, very hard all across, because we know that there have been so many challenges to the whole industry with material supplies and other things that start to stop, volumes up and down, mix changing. And yet the most important thing for us is to satisfy our customers' demand and continue to keep improving.
True. And just a clarification on what Mr. Sehgal talked about setting up plant in Japan. So this is for CVs, wiring harness to Suzuki. Is that what it is for, or for PVs as well?
So these are the very light commercial vehicles which Suzuki-san manufactured there. So as you would remember, we had started exports to them because of supply chain issues which were happening. And then that was the time when the support was sought. So we manufacture these harnesses in India and export them now directly to Suzuki-san.
Got it. Thanks.
Related two-wheelers as well. So that's what we are doing.
Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, to ask
a question. Jinesh, just a point. We started with technology from Sumitomo-san in Japan, brought it to India, then all over the world. Now it was great pleasure and honor that we could, with Sumitomo-san knowledge, come into Japan and start supplying from there. So it's a kind of a full circle there.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Ronak Sada from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Hi. I have a question on the reporting. Kunal, if I have to understand now what would be the standalone wiring harness profitability, so that is difficult to decipher from the presentation, right? Because the overall wiring harness revenues which you have shared, and if I remove the JV part of it, the elimination, that won't be the right way, right? Because it would include multiple JVs which are beyond the wiring harness division. So I'm referring to the slide 24.
Yeah, so if you're referring to slide 24, that's on a consolidated basis. But I thought you referred to something on standalone, you said. So standalone profitability is there in the clause 41.
Right. So that's the revenue and EBIT which I have for the standalone business.
That's a revenue and EBITDA.
Sorry, where should I look for this number, revenue and EBITDA? Clause 41 as in?
In the segment reporting under standalone?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. Total EBITDA. Correct. Okay. Right. And for, let's say, if I go back to the slide 24 breakup, when we remove the JVs consolidated as the equity method, this would include now the Ensumi wiring plus multiple JVs which we would have in the vision system and the China JVs in the SMR and SMP business as well.
That is right. That is right.
And some of the Tamil businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and when we say EBITDA is net of intercompany transaction, it is the pure profit of those entities.
That's right.
Okay. Sure. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Chand Sehgal for closing comments.
Thank you. I think if it helps, what we have done is we have booked all our expenses, all our this is done. The number that will come back from the customers for this period will actually go straight to the bottom line. And that is why we feel that the future is good, strong, and the numbers are only going to get better. We believe that the demand is very robust. Our customers are time and again ensuring that we guys are focusing on what is important, and that is to be on our toes to supply to them what they need. These matters of price negotiations and getting all the instruments and all that is a matter of time, which we would rather make sure that it happens earlier than later. But with that, I think, and if no more questions, then we are okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much, and please stay safe and healthy.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Samvardhana Madison International Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.